2015 Q Symposium in this beautiful place called the Bahamas, and I'm with a gentleman from CUNA Mutual Group, Mr. Bruce Bauer and Frank Smith. Right on. Welcome to the studio lounge, guys.
Thank you.
Great place.
Yeah, this is not too shabby here. I could get used to this.
If you have to work, working in the Bahamas is not that bad. Right?
I think it's all right. Yeah. So that's it. How's the conference going for you guys so far?
It's going well. I think, just given the broad set of services and partnerships we have at CUNA Mutual Group, having a lot of the CEOs that we work with here, a lot of the board directors that we work with here, it's a great crowd. For a lot of these guys, it's a family reunion, and a good opportunity to just make sure that we're providing the right experience as a good partner of them, and hopefully they can have a little bit of fun at the same time.
Indeed. Recipe for success.
That's right.
A little work, a little fun. Yeah. What's all that? Balance,
that's right.
Bruce, how about you? How's the conference going for you guys?
Great conference. I mean, CUNA Mutual attends so many conferences throughout the year. This one is always top of the list. I mean, it's good quality, large credit unions, medium-sized credit unions, small credit unions all get together. It's a who's who of the credit union world.
No doubt.
It's always something that we are happy to attend and work with them and get together with our clients out there.
Yeah, because I mean, you have CEOs here and you have board chairs here, and essentially those are the top of the food chain at a credit union. They're the ones making the decisions, so it's really good to have those folks here. And they're working together and learning how to work better together.
Right.
So, and then the services that you guys are providing kind of complements what's going on here, I would think. So, having said that, let's talk about the umbrella that we were talking, the investment solutions that CUNA Mutual offers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's a relatively new group, the CUNA Mutual. The individual silos that make up investment solutions isn't new.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're looking to do is, in areas that there's a consistent theme or service that we're providing, wealth management being one of them, combine those services under one leadership, under one team, under one approach. Still a number of questions we have to ask ourselves in terms of how we distribute that, but we're very focused on the experience. And so the three groups that we've combined to form investment solutions, one is executive benefits, so that's providing wealth management services to executives at credit unions. We've got the retirement group, which helps the frontline staff with saving for retirement, so there's a wealth management component to that. And then you have the broker-dealer and RIA, which partners with credit unions to deliver wealth management to their members.
Okay.
So we have, if you look at the construct of a credit union, between executives, frontline staff, and membership, investment solutions is that umbrella that delivers wealth management services to them. So the synergy between those groups, there's some obvious ties in delivery in products and services. And so as we look at investing in all three of those areas in 2019, and looking at how we deliver that experience in 2019, it was logical to put those under one umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about executive benefits here quick, Bruce. I mean, what's the latest? What's going on there? What's on the horizon for executive benefits? Because obviously, there's a war for talent going on, especially at the executive level. And so for credit unions to attract, not only attract, but retain these folks, what's on the table for those?
Yeah, the whole retaining your key people is a key player, and it's probably more than ever. There's a lot of, there's still a lot of mergers going on, a lot of discussions. So it's key for credit unions to keep their key people, have strong succession planning. There's been a lot of talk in sessions just here this week on succession planning. So the ability to keep your key people. We're going through a lot of new regulatory stuff with executive benefits right now. There's a FASB accounting change that worked into the marketplace with managed money that now has to be booked on a monthly basis as opposed to available for sale. So that's been a big change. Liquidity has moved a little bit because credit unions are doing a better job of lending money right now. So their liquidity has moved up to 90 to 100% in some cases. So that's been something we work with credit unions. And then obviously the market volatility is out there, and we've got to make sure they're in good solid investments that they're not flying up and down and ruining their income statement on a monthly basis. So a lot of work with that, but it all comes back to, let's retain those key people and make sure we have good plans for them.
Yeah, continuity,
Right.
But at the same time, there's a lot of new faces here. There's a lot of new CEOs here. I've met quite a few of them at this show, and it's really it's refreshing to see this new blood. But so how do you guys handle both? I mean, we can talk with you as well, but how do credit unions handle keeping those folks happy at the credit union for continuity. So, I mean, we're talking investments, we're talking executive benefits, all that type of stuff. How do we
keep
them in?
I mean, it's an education process constantly. I mean, even with new board members coming in each year, different board members coming in, so you're educating them what they have, what's out there. I mean, there's a new excise tax on credit unions now. If they go over $1 million to an executive over a year with their benefit plus their salary, it'll be a 21% excise tax on the credit union, so we've got to work around those things. So there's always something that's coming to the marketplace that we've got to be in front of them and keeping them educated. So, you know, they're aware of what's going on and they can make good decisions on behalf of the credit union.
Well, it's a value. It's a value add, right? To offer these things to this top talent that we want, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got to have that type of stuff. Let's talk about the broker-dealer services for a second. Yeah. What's the latest there? What's going on there?
Yeah, so, you know, as you're aware, we have a broker-dealer and an RIA, CUNA Brokerage Services, or the acronym CBSI. It's been in place for a really long time. And in the brokerage business, especially now, Bruce points out a couple of the challenges. It's a very tricky business, right? So you've got regulatory pressure putting cost pressure on broker-dealers, so margin compression is an issue. Clients demanding a better experience, they have access to more information now, they want more from their advisors, and they want it for cheaper, so there's pressure on a broker-dealer for that. And the sophistication of the investor continues to grow as we continue to see a shift from transaction business to more of a managed money platform. So the relevancy of the broker-dealer is critical now more than ever, and we could probably say that every year as that space continues to change. So the all of the services that CUNA Mutual provides, there's an inherent benefit culturally to the aggregation of, you know, even just the wealth management services. Then you have the risk products that we provide, the lending products we provide. So culturally, we're very deep in the credit union space. Mm-hmm. If you look at CBSI, we have the experience component of that down. Right? Mm-hmm. We speak the credit union language, we have a common mission, we have alignment and culture. We have to be really good at execution, and that's where the investments are coming in on the broker-dealer side. The company, fortunately for the broker-dealer, is putting a lot of money and talent behind continued transformation and innovation within the broker-dealer. So in 2019, you'll see some really exciting things come out as we develop a more comprehensive managed money platform. Mm-hmm. Unified account opening, other technologies to create that efficiency in both the advisor experience as well as the member experience at point of sale with the advisor or through that relationship with the advisor. And then trying to solve for some of the gaps in talent, right? So if you look at the average advisor, late 50s, that population isn't shrinking, I think, as fast as maybe the doomsdayers predicted a while back, but the population is shrinking, certainly not growing at the pace we need it to. If you look at how that plays in the credit union space, we have to start looking at advisor teams, succession plan, generational challenges with wealth transfer that's intended to happen over the next several years with the baby boomers. And so you'll see solutions that we're coming up with to put credit unions in a position where, regardless of generation, regardless of timing of wealth transfer or the investor need, we'll be able to help them deliver on that right experience. So just between talent, platforms, technology, a lot of investments that we're really excited.
A lot of moving parts
it
there
is.
Too.
It is.
And how do you guys handle the dynamic nature of what's going on in the economy today, the rising rates, the rumors of a recession in the second half of the year. Does this affect how you guys operate with credit unions or kind of being, I guess maybe being proactive and helping them navigate this crazy economy that we're in, right, that we're about to be in, it sounds like?
Yeah, that's where, I'll let Bruce expand on the challenges to executive benefits and that creates, because it certainly puts pressure on that. In general, though, if we take it up just a level, the way we partner with credit unions, regardless of product line, a lot of that pressure that you mentioned impacts a lot of different areas in the firm. It's education, it's training. If you look back 2008 to 2010, when the market crashed, for lack of better terms, a lot of firms backed off on that support, backed off on the investment, buried their heads in the sand, no communication, no training, hoping it went away.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those firms probably aren't in business right now, which is why we've seen a lot of that consolidation. We have to be on our front foot with making sure that advisors, investors, and our credit union partners are trained, well-equipped, well-educated, well-prepared, as well as our people. So you see a lot of our focus on the training component.
Okay. Bruce, you want to expand on the
Yeah, the different firms part? That we use from a money management standpoint, we have the portfolio managers actually meet with the credit union people on a quarterly basis. So, you know, we're making sure we touch base on all the financial indicators, not just something that was on CNN yesterday. You know, so we're hitting all, you know, these are all in very good shape, you know. You know, what they think, if there's going to be a recession or not a recession, how many interest rates hikes are going to be. You know, we're going through that, and that helps them not only with their portfolio that they have with us, but also their own portfolio that they're managing inside the credit union. So it's a good knowledge base for CFOs and investment people inside the credit union to get a chance to talk to these portfolio managers on a quarterly basis. And we can manage their, I mean, most of those portfolios you're looking at inside of a credit union are more income based. So you're looking at an equity side that may be just dividends coming in. So, or, and that may only be 15 or 20% of the portfolio. It could be fixed investments, and we're looking for bond interest income coming in. So it's an income driven portfolio. It's not, so the market goes down 400 points doesn't mean your account's going down 400 points. So it's an education just
like everything else.
And the fact that we stay on top of them on a quarterly basis to be in front of them and make sure they understand what's going on and not what they're, you know, reading on the internet, then, you know, we can help them out quite a bit.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're not being reactive to it, you're being proactive to it. So a lot to staying ahead of the ball, I guess.
That's right.
So staying ahead of the ball. 2019 is going to be a really interesting year, I think, because there's so many things going on right now. Again, with the rate hikes and the maybe recession, whatever, and then there's the technology side of things with blockchain and stuff, all that AI coming into play. I think it's going to be a really interesting year.
Right.
But it's good to have you guys there, kind of backing credit unions with all the cool things that you guys are doing. So
in that type of environment, it just reinforces the need for advice. And that's where we think we're well positioned.
Yeah, it's good to have that. When you have that strong foundation, you can weather a lot of things.
That's right.
So you guys are there doing that. All right, guys. Anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up?
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for the time. I know we could do this. All right. Frank, thanks a lot. Bruce, thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work, all right?